This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
DMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour on the midday show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Three phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and ask us a question. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. Devin is in Kansas City to start. Hey, Devin.
What's up, man?
Whoa. Hey, Devin.
Hey, man, quick story and a question. I need to know if I was in the wrong or if I was in the right.
All right.
Honestly, I don't give a damn, but I just want your opinion. So, my wife, she always comes out and she tells me about her days at work, and
yes,
more so bad, more so than the good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's mainly women that don't know how to talk to other women or just the people in general, right? Well, they had a work party, and guess who got invited, right?
Yep.
So, me being me, right now I know I'm just the big light-skinned guy that looks just cuddly and everything, but I'm really not, right?
Yeah, I'm cuddly.
So, I get introduced to one of the women that apparently my wife says gives her a hard time. She says, Devin here is such and such. I said, oh, this is the one that don't know how to talk to nobody, right? This is a replay, right? They just say the woman ain't said nothing to my wife, but my wife is saying, like, I just say that. I said, I feel like you, I did you a favor, and you should be thanking me.
Oh, hell,
am I wrong, bro?
All right, Devin.
Damn.
We've all been there,
yes,
up until whatever you said.
No, you don't. Like, you and
Dan, we've all been there.
You and Dan Mo. You and Dan Mo. You and Dan Mo. I mean, I wouldn't have said that. You know.
No.
Oh, this is what it. No. You know what I mean? Like that. You know who does that? Mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mamas do that.
That's, yeah.
Yes, they
very
do that.
Mom thing to do.
Yeah, that's a mama thing to do right there.
So here's what I did.
That's the boy that be cussing at school, huh? Yeah, like something like that. That's stuff mamas do.
Here's what I did. Not that, but kinda. So, same situation, right? Every partner has a partner who tells them about their job,
yes,
right? You go home, you tell them this, that, whatever. So my wife had told me about a couple people that she works with that, you know, had said this or did this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear the stories and they've been going on for a while, whatever. Most people are pretty great, but like there was this one person that she had told me a lot of stories about.
Mm.
And she introduced me to that person and my face told
it. Told it.
Yeah. I like one of those.
Ooh.
And she was like, oh, you've heard about me, huh? And I was like, no. No, I mean, only good things.
Yeah.
But in reality, I had heard only bad things.
Right.
I don't really, you know.
Yeah.
This person was kind of not like mean,
mm-hmm,
just kind of like not a good coworker.
Right.
And my wife had told me various things about her,
mm-hmm,
or her or him.
Uh-huh.
My face lied. My face told on me.
Yeah, I don't like my wife. We talk. Well, obviously, she tells me how her day was and things like that. I'm always, if especially with my family, my wife is no exception. If they don't like you, I don't like you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I don't want. It's as simple as that. I don't want to try to get to know you or nothing.
It doesn't
really. My wife
really,
don't like you.
Yeah,
I don't like you.
Then I don't like you.
Exactly.
And there's people over. Like most of the people that my wife works with are awesome, but then some of the folks that she's worked with that are like on TV, that are like the actual hosts on TV, they're the ones that are the worst.
Yeah.
I've said this multiple times. There's a host over there at CNN that if I ever see him in real life, we're going to have real words. like real ones.
I love it. We have to.
He made her cry one time. Yeah. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to do?
Go whip his ass.
Or at least give him the option to have it whipped. Let him know.
There is no option.
No, well, I'm not just going to run up on a 65-year-old man and sucker punch him.
Why not?
Well, because he's probably rich and would sue me.
Man,
but
please.
There's at least going to be, I'm going to let him know that that's on the table if he's interested in going outside.
How do you go about that right there?
I mean, you walk up to him, you look him in the eye, and you tell him who you are. No.
They knock his ear off.
And you say, you know, whatever. And if you,
I didn't know. I don't appreciate.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that.
But how is that an option?
And then he can apologize.
Oh, okay.
Which has never happened.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Drop him.
Beat up an old man.
There we go.
And then get sued.
That's right. It's worth it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Short-term decisions, long-term consequences. JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hello.
In my opinion, the two worst sounds on Earth are... One, if someone has your alarm sound on your phone as their ringer and you hear it, that's annoying.
Yeah.
And two, there's nothing worse than a 12-play drive and you try a field goal and you hit the freaking upright. That doing,
yes,
absolutely annoying.
Yes.
But I got to thinking, in the NFL, there's 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, and 6 points, right?
Yeah.
How about, like, the onside kick? If you declare on a field goal, you're aiming for the upright, get 4 points, and 50 yards or more, if you hit the crossbar, you get 5 points. Are you guys for the 4 point, 5 point doink or against the 4 point, 5 point?
I'm against the doink because I hate that.
Thank
damn
you, JP.
Noise. I despise.
I'm against it, but I think it's a creative idea.
That noise. And it's nothing worse when you've lost and that happened to you. Just like it is the more like watching on TV is one, but like when this actually happens, you're on the sideline and we're standing there and we're watching our kicker. We're like, okay, we know as an offense, we done battled our ass to get you into comfortable field goal range, Andy. We move the ball to the middle of the field, Andy, and we're sitting there. Everybody's walking off on the sideline because you got your hands up, knowing it's going in, and doink. Game over.
The worst.
It sucks.
What about this as an alternative, not 4 point or 5 point kicks, but as an alternative to the onside kick? Because they don't want the onside kick anymore.
No.
Obviously.
No.
So you kick it from the kickoff spot, right, which is really far away from the end zone and the goalpost. And if you hit the left goalpost or whatever, I'm aiming at the right one, I'm aiming at the left one. You hit it, then you get the ball back.
No.
No?
No.
It's hard to hit.
It's damn near impossible.
Oh, damn near impossible.
Yeah, but. It's, you know what?
If they're going to get rid of the onside kick,
it seems like it's hard to do on purpose.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. No. It's like, all right, I got a 75 yard kick. If I hit the left post, then we get the ball back.
Nah.
I mean, it's gimmicky.
It's gimmicky.
They should do it in the USFL.
It's gimmicky and it's not competitive.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. You sort of take, there's only one guy doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. What if you let people try to block it?
There it is.
No, probably not. All right. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Gosh, Andy releasing the inner Thomas Hitman Hearns, choosing violence. I like that, Andy. Hey, I got a question for each of you. Andy, the first one's for you. It's going to take just a little bit to explain it.
All right.
I'm assuming you probably watched the golf tournament this weekend.
I did.
Okay. And I think it was on 17. I think it was Oberg. Hit the drive, and it went into the first part of the first cut, and it landed on the sprinkler head. Mm-hmm. And did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he got to drop it. And I get the whole one club length thing, but I was surprised that they would let him, the one club length took it from the first cut to the fairway. Did you know that was a rule?
And I thought you weren't supposed to be able to do that.
Yeah, I didn't either. As a matter of fact, I think Jim Nance thought the same thing, and the commentator said,
"Interesting,
because it seemed like an advantage."
It does. It is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That surprised you. Yeah. And then Randy, real quick. I saw an Instagram post, Randy. I know one of your older sons runs track. Is it at West Georgia?
Yes.
And what does he compete in?
He does high jump.
Oh, he does high jump.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Because my
jumping.
Son's going to go play a sport on scholarship next year. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm sure you're very proud.
Oh, yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah, he's looking forward to it. So congratulations.
All right, appreciate it. Same to you, man. Same congratulations
to
you,
man. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right.
I didn't know that you could change cuts either. If you take a drop in the, you know, in the fringe, you're supposed to stay in the fringe.
Right.
You're not supposed to be able to move on to the fairway. Maybe they changed that rule. I also think if you could take a drop off a sprinkler head, which you absolutely should be allowed to do, you should be allowed to take a drop out of a divot. Because guys will hit perfect drives middle of the fairway. It'll land in a divot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my fault, really. Just let me move it 6 inches that way
and
hit it off the fairway.
Nah.
You don't like that?
Nah.
Why not?
Because it's taking away the competitiveness, man.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, don't hit the ball in a divot.
I hit it 340 yards down the middle and repair their divot in the first place.
Well, you're not really repairing. Like, you sprinkle some seed in it, you know what I mean? And then now your ball's in some seed.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's basically a sand trap in the middle of the fairway.
It sucks. It really, really does.
Yeah.
I
just think it's such an – and they do stuff – like, if you hit it in a tournament – into the grandstand, where there's not normally a grandstand, they'll give you a free drop.
Yes.
But they won't let you get a free drop when you hit it down the middle of the fairway into a divot. It doesn't make any sense.
Tough.
All right.
Tough.
Tyler's in Cleveland.
Tough.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, so hypothetical situation here for each Atlanta franchise. You can take one player from that franchise history in their prime and add it back to the roster today. What player gives them the best odds to win a championship?
Thank you, Tyler.
Appreciate it.
Is there a player in the history of the Hawks or the Falcons, one guy, that you could put on the current team and they would be a champion?
A champion? Ooh. Hawks. I mean, obviously Dominique's the one.
Right.
I would say Dikembe.
But you put either one of those guys, whoever you want to take, on this team.
I'll say Dikembe.
Second round.
Probably. Yeah, because you got what you ultimately need, a defender.
Right, but again, my point is just like they're not even the greatest player in the history of the franchise away from a championship.
Yeah, I agree.
Do they have to have been in the form they were in with?
Yeah.
Obviously,
you're taking the best version of whoever they are.
I was going to suggest the prime Carmelo.
Yeah, no, you're not taking that.
But he never played a game.
He had a jersey.
He never played a game.
Yeah,
he was technically a member.
Let's see,
the greatest Falcon of all time, whoever you consider that to be, the single greatest player in Falcons history.
I think it's Matt Ryan.
Okay, Matt Ryan on this team.
I think
11 wins?
11 wins, probably. Yeah, because he can't play defense.
All right.
So let's go with the best defense player. Well, Mr. Humphries is in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Go get Abe.
Yeah. That would address that need.
Yeah. Need a corner. Prime.
Prime?
Yeah.
That's just kind of sucks. Feels like they're both so far away that even that guy.
Crazy.
Kinda, you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
You take who's the best Brave you want to put out there? Hank Aaron.
Why not?
You put Hank Aaron in the outfield?
Why not?
That's a good fill-in until Acuna gets healthy.
Hell yeah.
Or put one of those pitchers in the rotation. Feel pretty good about that.
Which one would you put in there?
I'd put Maddox in there.
Okay. I'll probably put Maddox in there. I'm thinking.
We did this a couple weeks ago. He's the one that I consider the one.
Who?
Of all the guys. Of all those three guys and other Braves
Maddox.
Guys too. He's my number one of one when it comes to Braves.
Different, dude.
Yeah. But again,
he was different.
I won't disagree with you if you say Smoltz or whatever, or even go further back than that, but Maddox was mine.
Put Chipper on it. What about Chipper?
Austin Riley's pretty good.
Yeah, he is. He's a good Chipper.
Not as good as Chipper.
Yeah.
Move Austin to short.
Who?
Austin Riley can't play shortstop.
Damn short.
You think he can?
Garcia can't play short.
Garcia can't play short. He just can't hit.
He can play short. Yeah, he can't hit.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can't play. No, Austin.
Chipper played left for a minute.
Eh.
Didn't go great, but it happened.
Eh. Why did they do that?
Vinny Castilla?
Oh, okay. I was like, who did they bring in that made him go out there? Vinny Castilla. Okay.
That was a short experiment.
It really was. About like. About like Freddie.
Cam and Eddie for a minute, too.
Hey, about like Freddie at third.
Well, that was even worse.
Oh, God.
Because at least those guys had been all-stars and stuff. They put Freddie at first for Matt Adams.
Matt friggin' Adams.
They put him at third for Matt Adams. Big City.
Big City.
They called him Big City.
Matt friggin' Adams.
Big Country was Bryant Reeves. Remember that guy?
From Oklahoma State.
I saw him break a backboard at the Fan Fest. He broke it at the Fan Fest at the Kingdom. But it wasn't in the game.
Yeah,
it was in the practice
for the final four.
Yeah, they had the final four in Seattle that year, and we got to go to the Fan Fest. And they were in layup lines, and you bow. It's like, well, practice is over. Bryant Reeves just broke the backboard.
There's another overhyped guy.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, they hyped the hell out
of
him.
Dude, that guy.
They overhyped the hell out of him.
Wouldn't even get drafted now.
No, they overhyped the hell out of him, dude.
He went to Vancouver.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes.
It's a perfect place for him to go to. That was a hell of a Final Four, though. That was, I think Arkansas won it, right?
Was that
Corliss Williamson?
Was that the FM? Well, earlier than that.
Oh, no. UCLA won it with the O'Bannon brothers.
Oh, yes.
The O'Bannon brothers. And Stackhouse and Wallace were both North Carolina that year. Man, it's a hell of a Final Four. All right, let's get takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Rookie Toby Bailey went off.
Let's see. Oh, Andy. Oh,
sorry. Freshman Toby Bailey.
Andy was wrong to say I would like Bama Shakes because I've been to one.
Oren, likely a good jouster.
Yes.
Probably good at it.
You can't defibrillate the NBA All-Star game. That's dead.
No, it's dead.
Randy's a bottom grabber.
Wine glass.
And a real play it as it lies type of fella.
Yeah, no kidding. Randy, big into the competitive spirit of things in this AMA. You hit it there. You play it as it lies. Happy Gilmore. All right, we'll come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.